You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. A Tuesday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, recapping the Warriors' big win over the Kings last night. Why is it a big win? Well, it's Sacramento, but Sacramento, they won the last three matchups against the Warriors. That's not why it's a big win, though. It's a big win because it was the second night of a back-to-back, and the Warriors had just gotten a really big win, their best win of the season, against the Trail Blazers Sunday night. And Steve Kerr said this before the game, and I said it before the game, too. It's one thing to win one game. It's another thing to start stringing together these games. And it's a little bit more difficult on the second night of a back-to-back, but they were at home, and they were playing Sacramento, who wasn't completely healthy. But they beat them handedly, 137-106, led wire to wire. They led by 20 points after the first quarter was over. Steph Curry had 12 points in his or 11 points in his first 12 minutes, got right back to where he was after that 62-point eruption on Sunday night. But they repeated the formula, and this is what we talked about before the game. Can they repeat the formula? They found the formula against Portland. Steph Curry is the game's leading scorer. Draymond Green is supervising the offense, captaining the defense. And you're getting key contributions from this supporting cast. So what happens against Sacramento? Steph Curry, 30 points on 9 of 18 shooting in 31 minutes. Didn't even play the fourth quarter because it was over by then. Draymond Green, just 5 points, made his first field goal of the season in his third game. But 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and just got the offense into gear. Pointing guys in the right direction, getting guys like Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre involved. Wiggins, 16 points on 7-15 shooting, 5 assists. Kelly Oubre finally breaking out of the shooting slump, 4 of 6 from 3-point range. What a way to snap out of it. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. I mean, he was everywhere. He was a plus 21 tonight, which was just was second to only Steph Curry's plus 26. So a great game from Kelly Oubre, and you got to give credit to Draymond Green for that. His genius running the offense. His ability to manage the game is really unbelievable, and he's sort of actualized the ultimate version of himself so far this season. Going into this season, I said, you can't even expect Draymond Green to score double-digit points anymore. You can't. That's not what he is. I thought a really good season for him would be 8-8-8. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. That's not exactly where he's been, but he's essentially kind of taken the spirit of that. I mean, now, forget double-digit points. I mean, getting 5 points from him is nice. He's not looking to score whatsoever. And you know what? That's all right. He hit a 3-pointer in the opening minutes, but whatever. He was wide open, had to take it. That's all right. For now, if you're getting these kind of games from Steph Curry, who is the leading scorer in the NBA now, you're getting these kinds of games from Steph Curry, and you're getting 15 to 20 points from Wiggins and Oubre a game. James Wiseman, 10 points, 4 rebounds, but I thought had a nice game overall. Wasn't his best, but okay for a 19-year-old rookie. Not bad. Still positive. And then you're getting Eric Paschal off the bench, 14 points in 22 minutes, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, he was great for them. Kevon Looney, 11 points off the bench. Michael Mulder, 12 points off the bench on 4 3-pointers. Went 4 of 4 from beyond the arc. You're getting contributions like that? Then they've really got something. And so you repeat the formula twice in a row, back-to-back nights. But the challenge that is upcoming is this 7-game slate, man. It is rough. It is rough. It starts Wednesday night with a home game against the Clippers, who they have to play again in one of these baseball series Friday. Now the Clippers, if you haven't been paying attention, look every bit the contender like they did last year during the regular season. Now you can focus in on the Clippers' playoff performance. It was disappointing, but they were up 3-1. in that series against Denver and were that close to making the conference finals and matching up with the Lakers, who a lot of people thought that was a really good matchup for the Clippers. Now, I always thought that the Lakers were going to come out. I maintain that. I think the Clippers would have, that the Lakers, I'm sorry, would have won that series. But they were right there. They were right there. And they're really, really good this year. Serge Ibaka has been a nice addition for that group. Paul George is playing out of his mind. And I don't know who on the Warriors guards Paul George and guards Kawhi Leonard. Draymond Green is going to have the best game of his young season. James Wiseman is going to have to make things happen. This team, that is a jump shooting team. And Golden State's three-point shooting defense has not been great this season. So you got two games against the Clippers, and that's followed by a game against Toronto on Sunday. Now, Toronto has not been great. But Nick Nurse coaches against the Warriors well. We know this. That seems like to me a game that Toronto, they're a talented team. They could get up for that game. They could have confidence entering that game. Kyle Lowry is going to bother Steph Curry. We know that. And then that's followed by a game against the Pacers, looking really, really good. Phoenix, who looks like one of the best three teams in the Western Conference. And then it wraps up, the seven-game slate wraps up with the Lakers in Los Angeles. So this is really, so you will, they will know, they know what the formula is now. But by the end of this seven-game slate, come January 19th, the morning of, we'll know if the Warriors are any good. We'll know really exactly where it is that they stack up in the Western Conference, at least through the first month of the season. It's not to say that this team can't get better, but we'll at least know the baseline by January 18th, the morning of January 19th. And Steve Kerr said as much. He said after the game, it feels like the regular season just started. You go through a couple of weeks. You had an abbreviated training camp, an abbreviated preseason. Yeah, you have a couple of weeks of regular season games. Draymond Green looks like he is in absolute playing shape. He's in condition. Steph Curry looks like he's found his rhythm. Kelly Oubre snapping out of his shooting streak. Andrew Wiggins getting comfortable. Eric Paschal settling into a role as a small ball center. The role players stepping up when they have to. This team looks well-conditioned. They are healthy minus Klay Thompson. This, for them, is the regular season. It has started. So this is why I told you through the first 2 weeks, don't make any sweeping conclusions based on those games. Don't make any sweeping conclusions based on those blowouts to Milwaukee and Brooklyn. This team was not fully formed. They were not fully healthy. They were not ready to play after the 10-month off or 8-month off season. They're ready to play now. Things are starting to click. They are figuring things out. They will have to continue to grow if they're going to be any good, if they're or make any noise in the playoffs. But the season starts now, and it starts with a hell of a seven-game slate. I want to talk more about this defense coming up, but first, let's talk about our friends over at betonline.ag. The college football championship is upon us. The NFL playoffs start this weekend, and the NBA season is in full swing. And if you want to bet on these games, there's only one place that has you covered, one place that I trust. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, there's playoff games this week. They're so much fun to bet on. Yesterday, I went on the Locker Room app with Dieter on Monday mornings, as I tend to do. We talked about all the lines from this wild card weekend. There's some nice bets out there. Look at that Saints and Bears line. Nice lines out there. The college football championship, Alabama versus Ohio State. I don't know what to make of it. I don't have a read on it, but maybe you do. And then, of course, the NBA season is happening. And because you listen to podcasts like Locked On Warriors, and I'm sure you're listening to Locked On NBA as well, which, by the way, I hosted this morning, you know more than the average fan. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our stat of the game, and the stat of the game is 106. And that is the Warriors' defensive rating in the last two games. So through the first four or five games of the season, The Warriors had one of the worst 5 or 6 defenses in the league by defensive rating. Points scored against them per 100 possessions. And in the last two games, after holding the Portland Trailblazers to 41% shooting and the Kings Monday night to 37% shooting, 38% shooting, that defensive rating of 106, that would rank somewhere right around 9th in the NBA. And so, going into this season, Steve Kerr talked about, hey, we want a top 10 defense. And through those first 5 games, that looked like a pipe dream. No way. No way. Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre, that's who you're relying on to stop perimeter players? No way. But Draymond Green came back, energized the defense. He's pointing guys in the right direction. I mean, he has made such a dramatic impact on that end, and it wasn't within the first game. That first game against Portland, he was late on closeouts. He wasn't communicating enough. But that second game in Portland and last night against Sacramento, he was everywhere, coming, helping off of the weak side, pointing James Wiseman in the right spots, empowering Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre at that point of attack. Steph Curry, by the way, underrated defender at this point. He's smart. He knows where to be. He's always closing out quickly. Obviously, he's giving up size. And he's not a great one-on-one defender, but he's a really good team defender. And he doesn't get enough credit for that. Again, just smart, knows where to be. But with Oubre, I tweeted this yesterday. Some of the stuff that I'm hearing about Oubre as a really great defender is a little overstated. The metrics are not nice to him. Players that he is defending are shooting over 51% overall. He's allowing those players to shoot better than their regular season averages against him. But he does bring an energy. And that stuff matters when you're talking about defense. When he is playing with that kind of effort and that intensity level, other guys tend to follow. And I think that he probably overall makes a positive, I would say he probably overall makes a positive impact on the defense, even though his individual metrics are not great. And they're very far from being a lockdown defender. It's not fair to call him a lockdown defender. He leans too much. He bites too much. He's out of position, flat-footed. Players blow by him too often one-on-one. But he's getting better. I think he's starting to get less aggressive. And he's doing that while also still getting steals, still getting blocks. 1 steal, 2 blocks in that game against Sacramento last night. Again, I think the one-on-one stuff is a little overstated, but I'm not sure that the metrics capture what it is that he does from a spirit perspective to that defense. And I think net, he's got a positive impact, but I would still caution people not to overstate his overall impact, because Andrew Wiggins, in fact, is the best defender on this team right now, wing defender on the team. You know, obviously you've got Draymond Green and then what James Wiseman does as a rim protector, but Andrew Wiggins' metrics are really favorable to him. He's holding players under their typical season averages. He's contesting the most shots on the team. If you want to talk about energy and effort, he is contesting more shots than anybody else on the Warriors. One-on-one, he's their best defender. And so when you look ahead to games like the Clippers and then the Lakers on January 18th, I think it's going to be Andrew Wiggins guarding Kawhi Leonard. It'll be Andrew Wiggins guarding LeBron James. And you'll have Draymond Green probably playing Rover against the Clippers. Draymond Green will probably defend Anthony Davis, or maybe it's James Wiseman. I don't know. We'll see. Paul George, you probably put Kelly Oubre on him at least. So the defense over the last 2 games has been really great. And Draymond Green said this after the game. If they defend like they have over the last 2 games, they could play with anybody. And that's true. If they defend the way they have over the last 2 games, limiting 3-point shots, their personnel recognition has been so much better. Closing out quickly on a guy like Buddy Hield, and then backing off and blocking the driving lane on a guy like De'Aaron Fox. They weren't doing that in the preseason. They did that last night. They ran guys like Damian Lillard off the 3-point line as much as they could against Portland. So they weren't doubling guys in the post as much as they were for no reason. Helping in places that they didn't need to help for no reason. So they're getting better at the personnel recognition. They're getting healthy. They're in condition. They're in playing in shape. And they're less aggressive. They're starting to strike that balance, at least in those last 2 games. So go back to Draymond's quote. If they play like they did in those 2 games, if they defend that way, they can play with anybody. That is true. The question is whether or not they can maintain this defensive level. I don't know. It's one thing to do it against Portland, who is on the road playing you for a second time, and against a Sacramento Kings team that was without Tyrese Haliburton and Buddy Hield was not in the right way. So let's not overreact too much to those two games. Still a small sample size, as nice as they were. And the Warriors, by the way, have won 4 of the last 5. But that's why this big test is going to tell us so much. You've got 2 games against the Clippers, Toronto, Indiana, just to start. These are good offensive teams, and the Warriors' defense is going to be tested. There's no doubt about that. All right, I want to get to our Twitter question from the game, but first, let's bring back our friends from Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup that you find at chain stores. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. East meets West in Locked On NBA Tuesdays as myself and David Ramil, host of Locked On Heat, tackle the biggest NBA stories of the day coast to coast. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our Twitter question of the game. This comes from, let's see here, RubberSoul6580 on Twitter. They're playing with so much joy, with Curry just leading the way. They haven't played with this much enthusiasm since the first year of Durant, or maybe before that even. They aren't the most talented, but they are becoming enjoyable to watch again and flowing. I couldn't agree more with this sentiment. That's what has stuck out to me the most over the last couple. The joy is back. The joy of playing basketball is back, and the prolonged offseason and the rust that accrued from that and just this new-look supporting cast and the stress and not having Draymond Green back there, it wasn't the same Warriors. It looked so much more like last year's Warriors that were just a slog to watch, just boring and miserable and just terrible basketball, and they weren't having fun. I wasn't having fun covering them, and you weren't having fun watching them. And it looked like that through the first few games. It did. But you get Draymond back, and Steph Curry is healthy and in a rhythm. Well, all of a sudden, that joy is back. Why? They're making shots. They're being led by the leaders. And everything is sort of falling into place. Andrew Wiggins doesn't have to do more than it is than they need him to do. And last night, you had Kelly Oubre, who, again, I will credit him and always have, the intensity that he played with, it never wavered despite the missing of the shots. It never wavered. But last night when the shots were going in, you could just tell it was a monkey off of his back. Steve Kerr, maybe stubborn at first to change the offense, reluctant to do so, I think has settled into something. He's able to run some of that split action and those pet plays that he wants to run. That Steph Curry, Draymond Green pick and roll has always been a staple. It's even more so now. So they still look at least aesthetically like the Warriors. And with Draymond, again, running the show, there is some more of that read-and-react stuff. And I think we've saw that ramp up more over the last couple of games than I had anticipated after those games in Chicago and in Detroit, when it really was just high pick-and-roll over and over and over again. It's still a lot of that. There's still a lot of pick-and-roll. But hey, it's drive and kick, move. Drive, kick, move the ball. Drive, kick, move the ball. Drive, kick, move the ball. Drive, score. I mean, there's still motion involved. Different motion, not so much side to side, a little bit more vertical. Still motion. Still motion. And that's fun. This is not James Harden in the Rockets. This is not what that is. Steph Curry's playing off the ball like he wants, like he's comfortable. Draymond Green is running the offense as he wants and not being forced to score points or take shots he doesn't want to be taking. Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre settling into their roles. Eric Paschal loving the small ball five. The team seems happy. It's a lot easier to be happy when you're winning games. We'll see what it looks like when they start losing games again. This is a really important stretch. And if they can maintain this enthusiasm, and that's what this is all about. This is my biggest takeaway, if you couldn't tell. On offense, can you keep doing that? Can guys still be playing their roles? Can you still get contributions? Over the last couple games, they've gotten contributions from everybody, from Wiggins, Oubre, Pascal, Looney, Michael Mulder, James Wiseman. They've gotten contributions from everybody. There's going to be nights coming up where they're not getting contributions from that entire group. A couple of those guys are going to have duds of games. Are the other guys going to step up? Can Steph step up as he has? Can Draymond, if they really need to in a pinch, score, give you 10 points? When things aren't coming so easy, what does it look like? Does it look as enthusiastic? Does it look as joyful? I think they want to hang on to it. I think they want to hang on to it. Steve Kerr has his team playing hard. Got to give him credit for that. And so I think they will maintain that competitive spirit. I think they will maintain that level of joy when they are winning. They will maintain that level of fire when they are losing. I don't think that this is a team that will necessarily give up in a game, even if they do get blown out. But I also don't suspect those types of blowouts that were happening at the start of the season. This is a different team than it was even just 2 weeks ago. Draymond Green is the biggest part of that. He's the biggest, you know, changing factor, biggest swing factor. But Steph Curry getting in rhythm is also a really, really major factor, just as big as Draymond Green, probably. So now is the time, I think, to start judging this Warriors group. Good job. You got two good wins against Portland and Sacramento. Now the real test starts. Can you recreate this formula? Repeat, rinse, repeat. Can you keep doing it for the next couple weeks? We'll know more. We'll know more then. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. Thank you to betonline.ag and to Rock Auto for sponsoring the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.